everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. Normally, during this time slot, you would be hearing my voice and Shay Spillane. Shay, you over there?
Hey, guys.
Shay Spillane and I would be
talking about... I'm behind the monitor. It's weird.
Yeah. We'd be talking about politics. We should start doing our show like this because I can't psych you out and you can't psych me out.
Yeah, but it's harder to throw things at you that way.
No, that's good. I like that you can't throw things at me.
I don't.
But tonight is the 7th, 8th, Chris?
6th.
6th annual holiday music battle between Chris Earl and myself. If you are just joining us, it is all knotted up right now. We have each won 2 rounds. It is thicker than...
It's all knotted up, kid.
Thicker than the nog in here. Thicker than the
nog. I feel like
I'm
in the sauna.
And I believe, as we enter round 5, you get, you get to go first this
time.
Well,
we've gone into dark Chris Earl area, I think, for round 5. I'm deciding between 2 of them, now that everybody's back.
Wait.
From a little quick break.
Fishbone there. Wasn't dark?
I don't know. I don't think Fishbone was dark at all. No. Fishbone, they love that movie. They basically recite the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
And it's ska. Nobody really got into ska. They're still around, though.
Yeah,
but
like
I've always loved it. That's that's honestly, that's my favorite Fishbone song. But anyway, it didn't get any hits. However, the one that got no hits was The Bass Hunter.
Yes.
So I'm feeling I'm feeling a little bit under my game here.
Was that the bass hunter?
I say big swing
in the bass. So I'm in between 2 right now, and I can go. I'm not feeling really, really Chris Earl dark yet, but this one's dark enough.
All right.
This one is from a band called Set It Off. It's from 2013. It's called This Christmas, I'm Gonna Burn It to the Ground.
Nice.
It gets darker than that?
It gets darker.
Christmas lights alive, lighting up the night. Meanwhile, I'm inside my room, conniving through the cheer and laughter that resumes. Tonight, I have to do it right now. So I will strike when all's asleep and creep.
Sneaking through your chimney.
Saint Nick is gone for now. Up on the housetop, gifts are mine. Kiss your Christmas tree goodbye.
Christmas, I'll burn it to the ground. This Christmas.
I'm flashing back to Lacuna Coil from last Christmas. That was a nice one. To match up against that, this video has attracted a lot of attention online. If you think the most definitive version of "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" was sung by
Thurl Ravenscroft,
thank you, Molly. This guy is going to give you something new to appreciate.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Just face the music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. Your smile, you have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Well, given the choice between the two of you, I would take the socks, and your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three best words I would use to describe you are as follows, and I quote:
stink, stink, stink.
That was the Small Town Titans with your mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Small Town Titans?
Small Town Titans, yeah. If you watch the video online, you can see them record it live and see this guy actually sing this. It is incredible.
What's he look like?
He looks a little bit like Jim Varney.
That's funny. A little bit.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like Jim Varney. That's the closest picture I'm going to give you for it.
I would say Jim Varney and Eminem had a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy, but he's got that sort of Jim Varney-like head and neck thing going on. Anyway, Winston, you are the first vote in round five.
Yeah. This one is this is a tight one, but I'm burning it down really kind of touched me deep in here.
Set it off. This Christmas, I'll burn it to the ground.
Says a lot about, you know, teenage angst, and it's like the singer actually lived with my family. So that's got my vote.
Nice. There you go.
Jim.
All right. I like that Grinch thing there. I really thought that was great.
Shea Spillane.
Well, I did really enjoy the sentiment of Christmas. not a huge Christmas fan. I really thought I was going to go with that one, but that was a badass version of Mr. Grinch. So, going with Derek on this one.
We wrap around to George.
So, yeah, like Winston said, it evoked feelings of like mixed emotions around Christmas time, the Set It Off song. And these were just two bangers going at it. Real heavy, a lot of head bobbing, a lot of rocking out. But I don't know, Set It Off, just probably because I'd never heard it before. Original song, again, evokes some feelings of anger around Christmas that we all feel.
It is the most angriest time of the year.
It really is.
We should make a song called The Most Angriest Time of the Year.
We should.
It's the most.
I'm continuing my trend. I'm going with Derek on this one. That, you know, I like to sing, and, you know, I could never sing like that.
But
anybody, I mean, I know how you could destroy your voice if you didn't know how to do that properly. And boy, that he knows how to do that the right way. That was awesome. Yeah.
Mike Pincus.
This is the first time I like both songs. That hasn't happened. Nice Jewish boy from Jersey. Likes
nice.
Two angry Christmas songs. It's very good. So I looked them up, of course. One is $1.29, one is 99 cents. But I think I like the Grinch song better, even though it's cheaper. So I'm going to go with the 99-cent Grinch song.
Wow.
And
that brings us back around to Daniela Capolino.
I'm with Shay with the sentiment of the first song. I was in it for that because I don't do Christmas. But I'm a hairbrand girl, man, and he's singing it just like, you know.
Yeah.
I got to go with, God, Molly and I both picked Derek for the whole string. This is my pick for Derek. I got to break a streak here soon.
It was only.
I would say it's the year of hating on Chris.
I know, and it's like Chris hasn't.
Not intentional.
We love Chris.
I was not even intentional.
All right, so round six. This is me up first. Chris Earl.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So for round six, let's kick this into a bit of a party mood. This album came out years ago, and I'm stunned that neither one of us has ever played anything from it.
Yeah,
because there's a whole bunch of good stuff on here, but there is something I love about this particular song on this album because it calls back to a song that we all hummed incessantly in our childhoods, and nostalgia is an important part of Christmas. So let's have some fun with CeeLo Green and The Muppets once I get the button over here. Is that on? That's on. That's on. Now it's going to work.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you... Green.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What do you want for Christmas, CeeLo?
For Christmas? All I need is love. All I need is love. Yeah. All I need is a lot of love.
one person. We're cleaning out the chimney.
I knew it. I knew it. You're real.
Of course I'm real, Walter. You got Santa in your heart. You got Santa in your home.
So Santa's my homie.
Yeah, I'm your homie.
I think the Muppets hit a new low.
Yeah, and his first name is C.
My two favorite Muppets there at the end, Statler and Waldorf. This next one is from 1963. I decided to go back to a Broadway musical, and this is absolutely one of my absolute favorite Christmas carols of all time. It's only been done a few times by people. You guys are going to recognize it, but it hasn't been done a whole lot by people. But this is the original. This is from the Broadway musical MAME. It is We Need a Little Christmas from 1963.
There we go.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little shoulder, need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking, whatever he made, it's what we pass Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window,
a long time since I've got good neighborly.
Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that Bayberry bough.
For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rocker, and we need a little stuffy, happy ever after, need a little Christmas.
Thank you.
Some may make the argument that we have too much Christmas right now. Others are looking for a little bit more.
We need more.
That is Chris Earle's entry from the Broadway musical Mame. That was Angela Lansbury, the original Broadway cast, with We Need a Little Christmas.
I thought I recognized that voice.
I am stunned that no version of that has ever been played in competition.
Yeah. It's a great, great song. I gotta
go back and look and see what else we haven't done in competition.
I got it right here.
Days.
I got it right here.
Really?
I printed it all out for you.
You didn't send me a copy, did you?
No, because I did it today.
That's,
you didn't ask.
You know, there it is.
I didn't ask. I did my homework.
Could have emailed it.
I didn't want to disqualify myself.
I did my homework.
I'll let you know if you're disqualified, but I did not want to disqualify myself.
No, I won't be disqualified. I did my homework, too.
You're not playing any G.G. Allin this year, are you?
No.
Okay.
There's only one G.G. Allin Christmas song, and we've already blown it, and no one liked it.
Hated it.
That's not true. It got two votes.
Probably me. The two.
As a matter of fact,
things.
The only song that's gotten no votes for me was The Bass Hunter.
But probably
which I was surprised.
We hate fish.
The two worst things that we have ever done in one of these battles was G.G. Allin. And the time that we both played the dueling Star Wars tracks.
Everybody hated Star Wars.
And you played the answering machine messages.
As a matter of fact, we didn't even count that round.
No.
There were no points awarded that round. It wasn't even a tie.
All the judges just sat around and stared.
Everybody said, we hate Star Wars. You guys are nerds.
So, Jim, you start us off this round. Which is your pick? We've got We Need a Little Christmas, original cast of Mame. CeeLo Green featuring the Muppets, All I Need Is Love.
I'm a Muppet guy, totally. I don't. those guys kill me.
All right, one for Muppets. Shea Spillane.
I do love the song "We Need a Little Christmas," but I also love the Muppets. But honestly, what just won it before I even heard what Christmas was, and at the end when they say, "Looks like the Muppets have hit a new low," and his first name is C, I was just like, "Yes, that." So yeah, I'm going Muppets.
All right, two Muppets, George.
So, yeah, love the Muppets. Like CeeLo, not love CeeLo, just like CeeLo.
CeeLo kind of had his little moment there,
his moment.
And then
it's just a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Now he's just kind of hanging around. It seems like no one.
He's hanging around Disney. Like, give me a job. Give me a job. Can you put me in a movie or something? Like, give me a job.
But he's got a $1 million smile.
Yeah. And a convertible Rolls Royce.
Does he?
Yeah.
What does it convert into?
It's just a roof rolls down. Convertible Rolls Royce.
But the other song had Angela Lansbury.
Just not on a convertible Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Was Bedknobs and Broomsticks a musical?
Yes.
My favorite.
She was the
I was saying, we already know what Molly's picking.
She was the Bedknobs.
Yeah, she keeps thinking of jazz.
Yeah, exactly. We already know what I'm thinking.
She was the sack full of doorknobs.
So all these memories of, like, the old live action Disney films and stuff.
Nothing says Christmas like a sack full of doorknobs. Just pointing that out.
Do you remember when Disney used to do those live action movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've got one coming out in a couple of weeks.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's got Lin-Manuel Miranda in it.
Oh, yes. Of course it does.
And Emily Blunt, because she was there, I guess. I don't know.
No, it looks awesome.
Yeah, I've already read one mediocre
Mary
review
Poopies.
Of it.
So.
All right, George, we need
anyway,
a vote.
With that, the vote goes to Need a Little Christmas.
All right. So that's, what are we, 2-2 now?
One and two.
Two and two, because we already know what I'm voting for.
Molly has already spoken up in favor of Mame.
What are you voting for?
We Need a Little Christmas. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Murder, She Wrote, Losing Song, She Sung. I'm going with the Muppets.
Nice.
Both for $1.25 on iTunes, by the way. Oh, $29. I'm sorry.
As much as I like the Muppets, I'm going to go with Angela Lansbury.
All
because
right.
That woman got away with being so damn nosy and never anybody calling her on it.
Where does she go?
Winston?
This a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Derek's shooting him daggers.
I'm eating a chip.
It's like, don't you dare.
All right, I'm going with the classic. Angela Lansbury for the win.
Nice. So Chris Earle will take round six.
So are you guys tied
this
up?
This is what I like to
that
do,
that tied
too.
It up.
I like to hold my tongue when the judges are talking. However, I also like to say this. What song are you going to remember, and what song will you sing again? I like to throw that out there.
I will say, despite what I voted for, I'm going to be singing We Need a Little Christmas for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. And I will be telling that Waldorf and Statler joke, though.
Yeah, but the only reason you're going to be singing that for the next couple weeks is because you can't sing the Grinch like that guy does.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you're going to be singing that. All right, Chris Earl, this round, you start it.
I do.
You do.
No, you do.
No. No.
No, you're right, I do.
You do.
All right, let me start up.
You do that.
So this is round number 6.
Round number, round 7,
so well,
actually.
Oh,
this is round number 7.
Believe it or not, we are up to round 7.
All right, I'm going to, I'm not feeling very dark. I'm going to go classic on this one. I'm going to give you guys a classic, and you're going to say, this has been played before, Derek, but it has never been played.
I'll take your word for it, because you got the list that you didn't send me.
It is Jumpin' Jimmy. I did my homework. I did my homework.
It's the subtle ways that you cheat in this contest.
I didn't cheat. I do my homework. Anyway, it's Linus and Lucy. You lose this one.
Oh.
All right, I got to respond to a classic with a classic. We're going to let the chairman of the board do a little swinging for you right now.
It's his birthday.
Wait a second. We're going to let the chairman of the board do a little swinging for you right now when I realize that it's actually on that button and not that one.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes, he's on his way, he's got toys all over the sleigh. Santa, he's coming to town. Where'd you go?
Hey, when Frank Sinatra tells you you better not pout, it's not Santa you got to worry about. It's Meyer Lansky. So just keep that in mind as we go through this round. That was Frank Sinatra, Santa Claus.
Chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board.
B-O-R-E-D.
Swinging his way through Santa Claus is coming. What do we got? We got Sinatra haters here? You're Italian. You can't hate Sinatra.
I said chairman of the board. He said B-O-R-E-D. And I said, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. All right. Shea Spillane, I believe you are the first.
I am. And I got to say, well played, Derek. Because I was just like, whatever Derek plays, I'm going with Charlie Brown. And then you played Sinatra. And I was like, no, sorry. Got to go Sinatra.
Old Blue Eyes gets a vote. George.
Yeah, two hopping jazz numbers going at it, but Frank just gives it the edge.
Oh, yeah.
Frank?
Yeah.
So that's two for Frank Sinatra. Molly?
I'll say it again. I'm not as into Peanuts as a lot of people are, and I know that was originally...
Peanuts. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're not, yeah, no, so, what you heard the first time was right, too, Mike.
So, wow. I'm going with Sinatra.
Maybe you haven't read them.
That joke
the
is right now settling peanut. Around the room.
You haven't met the right peanut.
No, clearly I haven't.
Too late. You're married.
Wait, so which one? Molly, what did you pick? What did you pick?
I think
Sinatra?
Molly picked
said Sinatra.
Okay.
I think we need some therapy with these two here. I don't know what's going on. If I don't pick Sinatra... Like, is somebody going to bump me off?
Somebody will come and break your legs.
Somebody going to break... I already got a bad knee. Everything hurts. It doesn't matter.
I will say this about Frank singing that song. It's a little sinister in places.
It is.
He's a little like, hey, I know some guys, you know?
Yeah, I don't care the way that it's Sinatra.
If you don't pick
I like
mine,
Snoopy. Linus Lucy.
Burn of Chris Earl for years to come.
No, I like Linus and Lucy. It makes me happy. Sinatra,
I already
had
that for years
less.
Anyways.
I'm voting for Linus and Lucy.
All right.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't know that Snoopy wasn't in the title, but I'm still okay with it.
Yeah, what is the name of that so I can avoid it forever?
Linus and Lucy?
I can't stand it. It's like, to me, nails on a chalkboard.
Well, tell me how you really feel.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's some sort of trigger to my childhood, but when I hear that song, it really...
Wow.
Sorry.
You got to talk to a therapist about that.
No, it's cool.
That's worse than his peanuts.
I think I'll be fine without Snoopy in my life. It'll be fine.
I just want to make sure that no one hurt you while that was playing in the background.
No, I am an anxious person and things that are frenetic and, you know, like I don't like jazz in general because it just is too all over the place and I can't. So,
where are you going with this jazz?
But are you okay with Derek's peanut?
The same reason why I don't like Allman Brothers jam session type stuff, too.
Oh, I'm with you on the Allman Brothers.
Oh, never go to a Fish concert.
Yeah, see? You have to be on drugs to go to that type of stuff, and that's, you know. Anyway, so yeah, I'll go with Sinatra.
Oh, and that seals it.
Really? Wow.
You
guys should talk anyway.
Yeah.
You paid to get in, right?
Yeah. Just
in one way or another.
Jeez, I love Frank.
Find his words.
It doesn't matter. So I'll go with Linus and Lucy because that brings me back to my childhood and Frank's enough. You know, the way Frank sang that song kind of brought me back to that big mistake where I borrowed, you know, $50 from Vinny.
Yeah.
I still owe him $2,000.
Yeah. Jim?
And again, not that it matters, but first of all, I can't believe you didn't go for the Hoboken guy, but...
That is true.
Yeah, I'm a big Peanuts fan.
Like how hard you hit that team.
You gotta.
So what do we wind up with it on that round?
Four to three.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, there we go.
Bang your head.
Round eight
and is upon us. Leading 4-3.
Round eight. And I go first in this round, don't I?
Yes.
All right. So, what do we got? Yeah, I go with something. Well, let's see. Wow, I'm down. I know what I'm doing here. All right, this is just goofy and fun. That's the only way to describe it. And if you've seen that Queen movie lately, this will give you a feeling similar to that. The lead singer of this band, very famously, had built a reputation for himself as the best Freddie Mercury impersonator in London, in karaoke. And the band actually came looking for him and signed him up as their lead singer. So, Merry Christmas as we head into the darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Despite the mountain with you on the 25th day of the
All right. At this point, I'm starting to care less, so I'm going to play a song from...
Is that like reverse psychology or something?
I'm going to play a song from the year 2000 by a band called Nerf Herder. It's about all the joys of being a young teenage boy. It's called I've Got a Boner for Christmas.
Mend up your stocking hole, 'cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas. Singing joy to the world, to each and every girl, to all of you girls. Oh, oh. Go! Oh, Christmas stocking, and let me put my cock in. I've got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut, this time let's do it in the butt. I've got a boner for Christmas.
All right, that was I've Got a Boner for Christmas by Nerf Herder. That's the best thing about being in radio, kids, is you get to say things like, I've got a boner for Christmas. Coming up next on WMFO, FCC suspensions and fines for everybody.
No.
Before that, we
it's
heard...
Christmas.
Yes, I know. And it's not that kind of boner.
Mm-hmm.
And
FCC.
But
Christmas.
Is it?
And before that, we heard The Darkness, Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End. Shay, you went first last round, correct?
Yes. Back
we
to George.
We are all the way back to George as our first judge in this round.
So, sucker for punk covers, man. And it just made me smile. And it's not a bad present for somebody special. So, my vote goes to I've Got a Boner this Christmas.
That was kind of sexy.
I have to be honest, I didn't really remember the one that Derek did.
That's not a good sign.
I had to even look at Mike's notes to look to see. Just because the one I remember is I've Got a Boner for Christmas, I'm going with that one.
All right, that's two for the boner. None for Don't Let the Bells End. Mike Pincus?
I have 8 boners for Hanukkah, by the way.
Right.
If you could remember.
If I can remember, yeah. I'm so happy we could say that in the air.
Mm.
I was a fan of yeah. Danielle wins. She
Danielle
wins.
For the win.
Nice.
I was a big fan of Growing Pains and all boners, so I'm gonna go with the I've Got a Boner for Christmas.
All right, that's 3 for the boner. Danielle, you can put this in the column for Chris right now.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm gonna go with the boner song.
All right,
just
there we
because
go.
Of the Growing Pains thing.
Winston, are we going unanimous for the boner?
Yeah. I'm well known for
There's no elaboration.
We're going, there's 5 boners
it's
now.
It's just in. It's in the stocking.
It's in. I'm in.
Jim, are you going to ride the boner train?
Every chance I get. Wow. I'm still an 11-year-old, really, honestly. Boner train for me.
All right. Shay Spillane, you could defeat the boner, but I don't think you're going to.
I love that despite the fact that you just got shut down in terms of your pick, you're really enjoying all these little boner puns. Little boner puns. Yeah. Boner.
Who are you calling little?
All right.
All right. So there we go. So
sweep for Nerf Herder.
Yep. Chris gets
each have one. Sweep.
Chris gets a sweep, though. That's one apiece. Chris, you are first.
I'm first for this one.
I know.
This
round
ties
going
into the last two rounds.
Excited.
Round nine. All right. I got to keep it dark. Uh-oh. You guys love the bonus song.
That's not dark.
That's not. Are you kidding? That was like the happiest thing I've ever heard.
I wouldn't say I loved all right, but
let's see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you have a hard nipple one, I think that would work too.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? I got accidentally
yep.
not bleeped. Remember last year?
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
I'm almost ready.
Yeah. Not that.
Play a quick PSA.
We're not playing that.
No, I got it. Okay.
I got it.
This is what we're doing. The Killers came out with 10 holiday songs. This is their very first one. I absolutely loved it. It's called A Great Big Sled here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Christmas.
Can't do that.
wish you Merry Christmas.
Can't do that.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
To the world, you may be just another girl.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, from one holiday-themed song to another, nice sort of recapturing the childhood vibe in that one. This is brand new from J.D. McPherson. It's available on YouTube. It's available on iTunes. It's available wherever finer digital music is sold online. And is a story about a very different type of Christmas experience.
Christmas morning, sneaky as can be. I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree. Pick out a gift from mom to me and bring it to my ear. Give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks.
Dude, socks.
This is the worst gift I ever got. It doesn't beep or buzz or bop or rattle in the box. Then why'd you waste the paper on a lousy pair of socks? Tiptoe to the mantle, a scowl upon my brow. I reach up to my stocking hanging from a holly bough. I reach right in and feel around for Santa Claus's loot. But all I find is something there to insulate my boots. Socks. Santa, how could you let me down? Stocking with a lousy pair of socks.
J.D. McPherson will follow up that song next year with a sequel called Underwear and cover the entire spectrum of hated Christmas gifts. So that was round, this is round nine that we're in? No, round eight. No, round
nine.
Holy cow, where
like,
are
don't
we?
Don't scare me like that.
I don't even know where I am anymore. Wow. It's been one of those days. Chris Earl had the Killers with a great big sled, which is a great Christmas gift to have. And then J.D. McPherson gave us socks, which is not a great Christmas gift to have. Molly, you are the first judge this round.
I've gotten both of those things for Christmas over the years. I'm going with socks, just because it was funny. I like the old school vibe to it, like what Chris was saying, even though it's a newer song.
Yeah, 2018 came out in November, that song. So, Mike Binkus.
We're on number 9. I only wrote 8 witty things down, so I'm all out of anything relevant to say. They're both $1.29. I'm over that joke, too.
You're always tired of that joke by this point.
I'm just tired of myself. I don't do more than 10 minutes
we
of the show for a reason.
We
I agree with you. You can't make my joke on top of my joke. I like socks better.
All right, it's 2 for socks. Daniela Capolino.
Listen, I'd be happy to get socks for Christmas at this age. As long as they're like wool, nice, good quality, some good hue or... You know, smart wool.
I'm with you. I got some awesome.
All the stuff that we were like, you know, when you're a kid, oh, I don't want socks. Oh, I don't want pennies on Halloween. No. I want that now. I got pennies on Halloween.
These are awesome socks.
Yes.
I got, like, your mom got them for me.
Those Tommy Hilfiger, what is that?
There were like 6 pair in there, and one of them had penguins on it. I'm like, socks!
Isn't there you go. A song about how much she hates socks?
Yeah.
But I'm picking it because.
You guys are voting for socks.
But it's like, it's a 7-year-old kid. You know, that's the narrator's like a 7-year-old kid.
Sounds very
like,
mature for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, it's like, I got socks.
He went
for
through
Christmas.
The change early, I guess.
All right, 3 for like socks. Winston.
Y'all like socks so far.
The only thing worse than socks as a gift is to put it to music as a jazz song. So I'm definitely going with the sled.
All right, that's 1 for the sled and 3 for the socks. Jim.
I ask for socks every year and nobody ever gets me socks, actually. So I didn't like the song at all. So I'm going to go with the sled as well.
All right, 2 for the sled,